Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
We've had an email into tubs@rte.ie. Hi Tara, have you any experience on having toxic friends or very negative people in your life? How can you get rid of them or simply ease yourself away from them? Unfortunately, it's not as easy as just telling them to F off. I wish it was. I'm only in my mid-30s and with a wide circle of friends, but one of them over the past 6 months has become increasingly difficult to have any interaction with. She has a heart of gold at the back of it all, but our personalities are just constantly clashing. And to be honest, I find being around her is making me more upset and anxious lately. She has her own issues in her personal life, constant fights with her husband. She's cheated on him more than once. She has anger issues and becomes very aggressive and argumentative when she drinks. Now, I know she's had counselling for these issues, but to no avail. I suppose the reason I'm writing to you is because I can't help her anymore or be her crutch. She's very demanding of my time and constantly texts me to go walking or running, shopping, out for a drink, everything. So if I do anything else with other friends as well or with my family, she makes me feel guilty for not spending time with her. I just don't know how to approach the subject or deal with her anymore. I feel that she's so negative all the time and being in her company is actually just stressful and not enjoyable. Any tips would be much appreciated. Thanks so much. You know what, when you're reading through this, the first thing that really jumped off the page to me was, you know, the fact that she's constantly fighting with her husband, you're saying, and also that she's cheated on him more than once. Also the anger issues when she becomes drunk now, and that she's had counselling for these issues, but to no avail. It sounds like there's a lot of issues going on there for her in her life. And that just because she's had some type of counselling and that it hasn't worked, I don't think that's where it should stop. It sounds like she's leaning on you very heavily. You sound like you're getting down. That obviously, we've kept your name anonymous on this one, but you sound like you're getting down because of this. You can't just get off and run away and spend time with your family and friends as you want to because you're made feel guilty. So something has to change. And just because the first type of counselling that she had didn't work, it doesn't mean that's it. It sounds like she needs more help. You can't give it to her and she's going to need other people in there. And it sounds as well, because of the anger issues, the fact that she doesn't sound happy. So she needs to sit down and talk to somebody who's a professional and who can help. So if you can try to help her to make that happen, or if not, if it can't all fall on you, another friend as well. I don't know how friendly you are with her husband or maybe with other members of her family who can sit down and say to her, listen, look at what's going on around your life. And it's now not just affecting you, it's affecting other people around you. And this needs to be dealt with too. But on the other side of it, we've all been a person who's going through a bit of a tough time and maybe we've all been a bit of a head-wrecking friend for a while. But if it's going on for a long time, that's where you need a really good mate, a really good sister, a really good friend, somebody to sit you down, who you trust, to say to your face what's going on and that more help is needed. What do you think though? 51552. Well, we were talking earlier about toxic friends and texts were flying in about what advice would you give to the person who emailed us in about her friend who's basically upsetting her. The negative friend, she's very angry, she's upset, she's going through what it sounds like a very difficult time in her life and is making her friend's life very difficult. Claire, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks a million for joining us. So you heard us talking about the anonymous story that we had and you really wanted to get in touch with us.
Yeah, my experience possibly isn't as extreme as this lady's, but like that, I kind of suspected that a lot of people would write in and just be like, oh, just dump her, just, you know, run away, don't get involved anymore. But as her message said, it's actually very difficult. It's very difficult to walk away from somebody like that, especially if you're the type of person that really wants to help.
I think you're right. It is. I mean, it's very easy to go. My gut as well is kind of veering towards what you're saying. It's very easy to go out, gone. But what's your advice? What happened for you?
So I decided to keep this person in my life that was actually quite negative about my own life and very forceful of their own opinions and stuff like that. So I decided to be kind of crafty okay. and still keep them in my life, but I chose to be the instigator of what we did and how we spent our time together. And I did a lot of things that didn't involve too much talking. So like kind of have movie nights, go for the theater, kind of do things where you had interaction, but it wasn't, you couldn't sit down and have a really deep, meaningful conversation because it just never worked for us. And so that's what I chose to do.
And did you find basically that you needed to manage it or control it?
Well, yes, I would say I am a bit of a control freak at this stage now when it comes to what I do with people, because personally I'm very sensitive. I would be considered a highly sensitive person. So when somebody does say something negative, it really impacts me, and it would play on my mind for a very long time.
Okay, so, it sounds like you've got a very mature view of it. You know yourself that you're a sensitive person, so you're protecting yourself. But what would you say to anyone else, your other friends, who would just say, listen, why are you even spending the time doing this? Why don't you walk away?
I suppose just because I can see the goodness from this person. I can see that what she does and how she is, she doesn't actually realise. She's very in denial about how she is. And I don't know about that other woman's friend, but I mean, I can assume she is, especially because she was saying that she had been to counselling. Now, I also go to counselling, and I've been going to counselling for years. It's not something that you just go into for a couple of months and then you can walk away, especially with the issues that woman seems to have. So I suppose it's kind of a thing where you just feel like you want to be there and support. You know deep down that you could probably help this person, and you just want to be there.
You know, Claire, you're very hands-on. I love the fact that you've said you know and you can see that your friend has a big heart. You can see that in her. There's something in there that you just don't want to walk away, but you're also protecting yourself. You are going to counselling. You saying that yourself, that it's something that you want to do, you need to do, and it really sounds like it's helping you. Have you, you know, do you think that all of that has helped you have a better view of your friendship?
Definitely. I definitely think that you can have friendships that, okay, it's not like all or nothing. It doesn't have to be that way. You just have to find something that's okay. Like some people, they're the person that you 100% want to go out clubbing with, you know, or out on nights out. Some people are more okay, I don't really enjoy going out on nights out with you, but you know, you can kind of go for lunches or dinners or something like that. So you just, personally for me, it was very helpful to know that I didn't have to cut somebody out of my life, because I didn't technically want to. I just found that I did want to spend time with this person, but I just chose to do something in particular with them that was good for me and good for them too.
You've been very open as well, saying that you're going for counselling, and sometimes there is a stigma attached to that, but also more than that, it's helpful.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I found counselling for on and off for years. I've been going to counselling, but recently I moved back to Dublin, and I just found it brilliant. I like that a lot of people say that they've tried it. It doesn't work for them. I just didn't like the person. It's like everything. It's like going to a hairdresser. You don't like how they cut your hair, go somewhere else. Shop around. It doesn't mean that you have to go to that one person for the rest of your life. You know, that sort of way. So like that, I found it unbelievably helpful. And once I found the right person for me, I just grew as a person.
I think, and it really does sound like, you know, that it's helped you. And I also think as well, Claire, listening to that email that we heard earlier, it sounds like that woman went to counselling, didn't work with that one person that she went to, and then walked away from it.
Oh, 100%. And that happens a lot. Even when I talk to people about counselling, they kind of, it's either, oh, you got counselling, or it is kind of like, oh, I didn't enjoy it. They ask me a lot of questions and a lot of things that weren't even to do with what I went in for. And I'm like, yeah, well, they kind of have to go deep. Most people's problems come from childhood. That's what I've learned. So when people are asked about their childhood, it's a sensitive subject. So initially they kind of go, it's not for me. I don't like it. I don't know why they're asking me about that. I haven't gone for that particular reason. So why are they asking me about that?
And you can be
so
very closed.
It's hard. Yeah.
You can be very closed. And listen, Claire, do you know what? I just think it's been really good talking to you. Your advice is brilliant. You're very open and honest. And I just think it's a great, you've got some really good tips there of how to protect yourself in your friendships. Because at the end of the day, like all relationships, they need to be worked at.
Yeah, definitely.
Listen, thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Claire. Take care. Mind yourself.